I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says he will not release the full boat strike video to the public. He also has sidestepped requests from the full House and Senate to see it. Does the U.S. public deserve to see it, or would it reveal top secrets? Let's go through it. Secretary Hegseth, State Department Secretary Marco Rubio, and some top military officials gave a briefing to Senate and House members without showing the video. The stated purpose, to give legal rationale for the strikes in the Caribbean that have killed more than 90 people. But Hegseth says the public and House and Senate leaders will not see the September attack where two survivors were killed in a second strike after their boat had been destroyed.
In keeping with longstanding Department of War policy, Department of Defense policy, of course we're not going to release a top secret, full unedited video of that to the general public.
Now, some members of the House Armed Services Committee have seen it. One member is the top-ranking Democrat on the committee, Adam Smith.
It's no different than the other videos. There's no top secret information. There's nothing being placed at jeopardy here in terms of our national security interests. It's clear that Secretary Hegseth does not want to release this video because he knows how bad it's going to look and how it is going to undermine a lot of the dishonest things that he and other Republicans have said about what's on that video.
Now, Congress is charged by the Constitution with war powers, and several members, including Republicans like Congressman Don Bacon, says while he supports the fight against drug smugglers, at the very least, members of Congress should be able to see the video in question. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski feels the same way. Democratic Senator Mark Warner says Hegseth is trying to run out the clock so that senators don't see it before their break for the holidays. As for the public, Congressman Smith says everybody should be able to view it.
There is nothing classified or secret contained in the video that they could release to show this second strike on the two survivors from the first strike on September 2nd. It should be released publicly.
And the issue that seems to make this one different here is that it was a second strike. After the alleged drug smuggling boat was destroyed, an order was given to kill two survivors who were reportedly desperately waving for help. On the face of that, administration critics say it doesn't sound very American. So, questions. Are there top secret images on that video? Should the entire Congress be able to see it? Should the public be able to see it? What is the administration not wanting us to see? Could it be a war crime? Is the defense secretary making it seem worse by hiding what's on that video? Or was a war crime committed? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.